Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, Father, for making this possible. Thank you, Father, for bringing to our remembrance all things that you say to us, whether it be a dream, vision, revelation, a word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for making these things count in our lives, these individual revelations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. And that they all agree with your word, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Okay, we're going to study sanctification, mark of God versus the beast. And this first revelation I'm going to share with you was given to Eve Brass on 11/19/21. And we called it Having the Mark of God. Also, Deb Horton had some notes in here. I'll share them too, since she's our Jewish expert. I dreamed I was near a large gray stone wall, and I knew there were other UBM brethren around me. I believe the gray stone wall represents living the crucified life of sanctification, meaning separation from this world and its ways. She goes on to say, the hand of God appeared as I was kneeling down facing the wall, and a small stack of white papers appeared. Each of these papers had a batch number on them, printed in bold black ink. And Deb's note says, black ink on white paper could be a wordplay representing black and white nature of the Word of God that is forbidden to be added to or taken away from. Eve said all of the numbers began with the capital T, followed by a lowercase x with seven numbers behind them. Well, as we will see, in Eve's dream, this one, she received a lottery ticket with seven numbers on it that represented unaltered DNA and won her $8, which in her dream was a tremendous amount of money. And the number, of course, 888, is the gematria for Jesus in Greek. The Lord was showing me my number and the numbers of several other UBM brethren in my batch. They all began with the same capital T, lower X prefix. And Deb said the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, looks like an X when in printed form. And if I remember correctly, in the original pictograph, it represents an ox, meaning strength or leader. Tav is, of course, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Tav means mark, sign, omen, or seal. It stands for truth, perfection, completion. The numerical value is 400. And in the ancient Hebrew pictograph, it was written as a slanting T, looking a lot like a cross being dragged over a shoulder. So we have beginning, the small mark X, and the end, the Tav, as Hebrew is read from right to left. If we read what the dream shows according to Hebrew, the numbers would come first, and then would come the small X, and then the capital T. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Yep, we have his DNA too. In the story of the handwriting on the wall, the writing was Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, literally a stone for weighing, a stone for weighing, to be weighed, to break in two. So even if they could have read the words, Belshazzar wouldn't have known what they were supposed to mean. and needed Daniel's interpretation. And we'll put a link here for that. And the Lord was telling me, this is a very special batch number, and I will be sending your group, that is the bride's group, out together to do my kingdom work. Jesus did that, of course, with his disciples when he sent them out, right? They were, according to John the Baptist, the bride, right? I also have other batches with different numbers that I will also be sending out in different areas. Well, the first fruits batch is very special in the kingdom, but he did send out other groups like the 70, right? Yeah. I looked and I saw other small stacks of paper sorted by other batch numbers, and I knew they represented the other groups of people that the Lord would eventually be sending out to. Well, like Jesus later sent out the 70. Amen. So now here's another revelation we called Bride Waiting on the Man-Child to Spend the Money. And this is Eve Brast 1, 20 and 22. In the beginning of this dream, I was in a large warehouse-type store that was owned by Walmart, like a Sam's Club. Sounds right. Well, Sam is representative of the name Samuel, which means God has heard, or the name of God. And the bride of Christ walks in his name, or his nature, character, and authority, and she is a member of his body, or club, Sam's Club, right? And Walmart, of course, is deep state, but remember, Proverbs 13 and 22 says, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Cyrus was given the hidden riches of Babylon to rebuild the kingdom. And Babylon, of course, is deep state. I was there with my firstborn son, Noah, probably representing those in the ark of God, to pick up a couple of items. One was a food item and the other a non-food item. This represents that not only do we keep our flesh fed with physical food, but we keep our spirit man, who is our fruit of Christ in us, the hope of glory, supplied with the nutrients of the Word, which is our spiritual food. Amen. Matthew 4 and 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Our life is in the Word, friends. If you put the Word in your heart, you will live. If you don't, you will die. As I pushed my basket near the front of the warehouse, I encountered a service desk, and there was a short, fat, black, and Hispanic mixed woman with nappy, grayish, black braids in her hair. As we'll see, that this is a negative connotation here. This woman represents the corporate body of the apostate Jezebel Church, who is stunted in their spiritual growth and is a stranger or foreigner to God, who said, I never knew you. You know, people who are surprised to hear that. She is full of flesh and is submitted to darkness and confusion. Well, how do we know her here? She was bragging loudly to the small group of people around her that she had won the $289 million lottery, as the Walmart worker was double-checking the numbers on her ticket. Mm-hmm. Well, a reference to the deep state and the church factions trying to get their hands on the GCR money and to keep it from being distributed to the people. Of course, you know that the Alliance is working very hard to make sure the deep state doesn't get their hands on that money. And, of course, because it's for God's people to restore the kingdom, as we see in the Bible. So It was looking as if she had won the lottery until the Walmart worker got close to the end of all the ones and the zeros that made up the long number on the woman's ticket. Ones and zeros are used in binary computer coding to program computers and computer systems. And this sounds like the deep state's plans to implement the mark of the beast by injecting their DNA-altering nanotech self-assembling computer circuitry into every person on the planet. That's the plan. And, of course, this is an experiment right now, but it will come about in the middle of the tribulation period for sure. Then the worker came to a section near the end of the number where the woman had slyly added a counterfeited number 2 into the ticket number. 2 is the number of division. As we will see, the woman that rides the beast and is in league with the plans of Satan to mark everyone with this technology and alter their God-given DNA is lending her churches out as vaccination clinics and coercing her congregants to get vaccinated, as we discussed in the last broadcast on 1/19/22. The worker handed back the ticket to the woman and said, "I'm sorry, you have not won the $289 million lottery. There is a counterfeit 2 that has been added in. This ticket is invalid and you have been disqualified." Well, all those who do not have the mark of God will take the mark of the beast and they will be reprobated and disqualified for the kingdom of God. The woman was devastated because she just knew that her plan to steal all that money was foolproof. Yep, we know some people like that. She couldn't believe that the worker had uncovered the forgery. The woman began sobbing with her hands over her eyes and saying, "What am I going to do now? I just knew I was going to get that money." She sounds a lot like Hillary, doesn't she? Luke 24:13-28 says, "Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open unto us,' and he shall answer and say unto you, 'I know you not, whence you are.' Then shall you begin to say, 'We did eat and drink in thy presence, and thou didst teach in our streets.' And he shall say, 'I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity.' And there shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all of the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth without." Then I realized that I had a white lottery ticket in my right hand. And I thought, well, I might as well see if I've won anything. So I placed my ticket on the counter for the worker to check my numbers. It was a much shorter number consisting of 7 numbers. They were real numbers and not computer code like the other woman's ticket. I knew in the dream that these 2 lottery tickets and their numbers represented altered DNA and unaltered DNA. Mark of the beast and the mark of God, right? The 7 numbers reminded me of the dream above having the mark of God. Yep. Pretty interesting. When the worker checked my ticket, she said it was legitimate and that I had won $8. The worker handed me $8 from the cash register as Noah and I began to depart from the counter, leaving the devastated, sobbing woman behind to begin looking for the items we were there to purchase. And I knew in the dream that David would be arriving at the warehouse store soon, and that I would have to wait for him to arrive before I could spend the $8 and get what Noah and I needed. Well, this, I believe, considers a lot, because $8 was worth a lot in this particular case. The bride has to wait for the man-child in order to get the money and spend it for the kingdom, because that's the way it is in the Bible, right? Zerubbabel was given the money. Of course, he had his court name, and Cyrus was the one that gave it to him. So he got the money to go and rebuild the kingdom, and that's what they did. And listen to this. I was also aware that $8 was a tremendous amount of money at that time, because it was real money and would buy a lot. Well, you know what they're calling fake money now, right? It's the dollar bill, which is not backed by anything. But all the new money is going to be backed by gold and maybe silver. I don't know. But the gematria for Jesus is 888 in the Greek. Yeah. Jesus is all we need. He supplied everything that we need at the cross. And that's why we have Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You know what's most important to God's people? Bringing people into the kingdom. You know what's most important to the factions? Stopping that. The shelves seemed full in the warehouse store, although I knew there was a severe shortage of food and other items elsewhere, and restrictions on who could have access to all the resources. In other words, the bride's got her hands on all the resources she needs, right? Then the scene changed, and Noah and I were outside in the darkness under a carport. I had a husband, this is representing the Lord, our heavenly husband, that brought me a mint condition classic silver BMW. And BMW equals bride, man, child, wedding. To replace my old worn out high mileage Toyota sedan. It was super nice inside and out. He was proudly showing me the vehicle that he had purchased for me, and I was very excited to receive it in the dream. And then I woke up. Well, Joel 2:23-27 says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion," which is the bride, "and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he giveth you the former rain in just measure, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil." In other words, they're going to bear a lot of fruit. "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." Yes, he's going to restore the years for the bride, right? "And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never be put to shame." Amen. Okay, here's an article I want to share with you. The newly issued Abraham Accord Peace Coin is full of in-your-face symbolism. And this was on the Christian Observer, October 25th, 2020, by Nightingale. Why Nightingale? And it was updated on 12/16/2020. And my note before we start on this is that the Abraham Accord Peace Treaty between the U.S. under Donald Trump, the UAE, Bahrain, and Israel was signed on 9/15/20. Is this foreshadowing the joining of the militaries to take down the deep state and the soon joining of governments of the world when the deep state governments have been torn down? A kind of a new UN of sorts. Let me say that the old UN is totally shot. It's totally deep state. And but the world is joining together here. I believe tribulation is coming. And I'll remind you of what I've said before, that after Cyrus comes Alexander. And I'm thinking about mid-trib. Okay, so we got a kingdom conquering a kingdom, and that kingdom being conquered. So here I've got the picture of the Abraham Accord coin, symbols, you know, all the symbols all over it, both Muslim and in English and Jewish and so on and so forth. And a note from the author there, with the upcoming conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn on December the 21st, 2020, take a closer look at the planet at the top of this coin. I'd previously thought it was Saturn. Nope. See the spot? It's a hybrid image of Saturn and Jupiter depicting the conjunction. Yep, sure enough, there's another picture of it. Donald Trump's signature is featured on the new Abraham Accord Peace Coin. But that's only the beginning. Vaccines, circuit boards, computer code, NASA, Wi-Fi signals on the coin serve to confirm that all of these things are related. Well, we know all of these things are things that are important right now. Really? And then there's a picture of the coin. And it's got Donald Trump's signature on the bottom of it. The sword, in conjunction with the Dove of Peace, is also in this Denver Airport painting, which depicts masses of sick and dying people. You've all seen this, I'm sure. There's a Nazi there walking past a lot of dead people. Which I think we've seen, and we know that the Nazis, by Operation Paperclip, took over the deep state, and yes, a lot of dead people. So, then we got this other article. It's an excellent analysis of the Abraham Accord Medal by Cheryl Devine Tumalo. It might be a good time to point out some of the symbolism that jumped out at me when I saw this disturbing Abraham Accord coin. Now, I understand what is said about the coin from the Temple Coin website. They claim that all these symbols represent coming together to work on a cure for COVID, as well as in fields of infrastructure, science, agriculture, and energy. Yes, they always have a good twist to it, you know. However, from their own words, they also state the back of the medal features a sword that gradually morphs into symbols of peace, prosperity, etc. That's a key statement to remember now. At the tip of the gradually morphing sword, we don't see the Dove of Peace, but we see Saturn with a star, and this is huge. Some of you may not understand the significance of this, but basically Saturn represents Satan. It goes back to Rome. They worshipped Saturn, thus celebrating Saturnalia. And the Greeks worshipped Cronus, the same deity. Both represent Satan, which leads to the black cube. You need to understand the black cube connection to the Jewish priests wearing the tefillin, the black cube, on their foreheads, to the Muslims walking circles or rings around the black cube in Mecca. Next, the sword guard is wrapped in prayer beads. Prayer beads only serve one purpose, to count repetitive prayers. Both Islam and Catholicism share their love of prayer beads, which came from pagan traditions. What does the word say about this? Well, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. That's Matthew 6 and 7. The Father doesn't want to hear senseless babbling. He wants meaningful words from the heart. Well, amen. True. And on the guard of the sword in the middle, I see a Babylonian sun wheel that goes back to Rome and pagan worship again. It's also known as the Wheel of the Year. Could those be nine planets surrounding the sun? Now moving along, I'm not sure about the first two images. Then there is a heartbeat symbol, maybe a pulse, as giving life to or time is running out. Next, we have a satellite dish and a binary code. Maybe just stronger Big Brother surveillance? We definitely are going to have that. As in Eve's dream that we just shared, the number ones and zeros in the black Hispanic woman's lottery ticket represent altered DNA from the vaccines depicted on the coin with the syringe and the vaccine vial. Now, before we go too far, I think I will say that if you will read carefully Daniel chapter 9, 26, 27, you will find out that it is not a man called the Antichrist that makes the covenant. And if you look at the larger text, you will see that the prince is always a principality. And if you look carefully at those verses, you will see that either the one making the covenant is a 2,000-year-old man, or he's a principality. So before you say that Trump is the Antichrist, you need to go back and find out what exactly does that say, you know. And you can go into our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times, and see it very clearly. Well, next, gears, the New World Order speeding up. Then we have a syringe to represent the vaccine for their COVID. We could say a lot on this one alone. Well, I think it's coming to an end, folks. There's so many people rising up against it, and the courts too. So that one, but I'm not saying the last one. I believe we got another plague coming. Now moving on to the date palm tree. Latin name Phoenix dactylifera. Yes, in some parts of the world, the palm trees symbolize victory and fertility. But I found it very interesting that in Islam, they view the date palm as the tree of life. Now, in Judaism, the palm represents peace and plenty. But could the palm also symbolize the tree of life in Kabbalah? But the most telling to me is that the palm tree was a sacred sign of Apollo in ancient Greece because he had been born under one. And we also could add that many of these internet towers are hidden as palm trees today. Of course, there would need to be a sun, right? Well, next it looks to be like a satellite, 5G Wi-Fi and NASA. Think what you will. Now we have a dove that is to be representing peace. And we know what the Bible says. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh. Amen. So remember what I said about Saturn above and how it represents Satan. This is why Saturn is at the tip of the sword. Remember they said the sword is morphing to the end. And who could look at a sword and dove and not think of the Denver Airport murals? Satan knows his time is short. They don't even hide this stuff anymore. It's right in your face. Yep, well, that's, you know, the figure of the Nazi soldier with the gas mask in the Denver Airport mural holding the sword represents the rise of the Nazi Fourth Reich. And I'll tell you where it's rising or where it has risen, and that's the deep state. That's where Operation Paperclip gathered all the Nazis. Big mistake. Okay. Well, let me see here. What are we going to do here? Well, let's see. Will Abraham Accord Peace Treaty, Denver Murals, and the Covenant Made with Many? And this is from A Pearl in the Vineyard, October 5th, 2020, by Kelly Ognebane. The revived soldier is now resurrected. Talking about that Nazi, right? Showing that the Nazi regime has been revived. It's true. It is true. It has taken the same spirits that were in Nazism in Germany were imported into our country under Operation Paperclip. And these people are just like them. They are a murderous bunch. And they're Satanists too. So, showing that the Nazi regime has been revived, only this means it has global dominance. This is true. There is a letter in the bottom right corner of the painting with very small print which cannot be read from the picture. It is an actual letter written by a Czech poet named Hannes Hakenberg, who was murdered at Auschwitz when he was just 14. Auschwitz is infamously known as the location camp where the gas chambers were first used to rapidly advance the Nazis' campaign of genocide. This element also gives insight into why the soldier is wearing the gas mask. And we have camps in America right now that are prepared to gas people. Surely the Nazis would have to take on a new identity to achieve such global dominance after the horrors of World War II, wouldn't you think? Interesting how the gas mask also conceals the soldier's ethnicity identity. Did you know that both the Nazis and the USA feature the eagle on their seal/emblem? The picture below juxtaposes Donald Trump's 2020 campaign t-shirt with the Nazi emblem. Please research Operation Paperclip. If you're still not getting my point here, it should help steer you in the right direction. And finally, don't forget this has been Donald Trump's dream to be able to make peace in the Middle East since the 80s. Trump was given the Tree of Life Award by the Jewish Nation Fund in 1983, and remember the magazine cover with him holding the dove in 1985. This is all very spiritual. Trump is just a tool. That's true. Pope Francis was the one who primed all of this. Remember just last year, He went to the UAE and he signed a historic pledge of fraternity for peace with Islam. Do you see what is happening? Yes, there's a big peace move on, you know, between Islam and the Jews, which is a symbol of the larger body of spiritual Jews born again from above and circumcised in heart. The father would not be pleased at all with this for so many reasons. As a Christian, a true Bible believer in Jesus the Messiah, can you accept this Abraham Accord? No, it's a mockery. There will never be peace until the king returns. This is a false peace that will lead to death. Yes. Okay, this is an article. All they that dwell upon the earth will worship the beast and his image. And this was given to Marie Kelton, 1:21-22. In this dream, we were in our meeting. Anna was talking about a dream she had about a black tower in New York. Angelica said she had a similar dream. Then I realized that I had a similar dream about a black tower being in New York and that the people in New York were going to this black tower for refuge. But the tower couldn't protect them because it was made of plastic. And then I woke up. Well, we know some things. Bill Gates' dad was Black Cube's attorney and advisor. Black Cube is a private intel agency made up of ex-Mossad. Harvey Weinstein and Donald Trump have used Black Cube. The elites worship Saturn, represented by the Black Cube or Black Rock. Black Cube symbology is everywhere around the world. Shown in this link, so we'll put the link there for you. Here is a very good video on the deep state depopulation agenda and the Deagle Report. Remember Claire's dream from the previous broadcast. True. Okay. So here I want to share a word. Hitler emerges from vax vials. Claire Pinar, 1:8:22. I had a quick dream where I saw many, many vials of vaccines being poured into a large metal bath or feeding trough. Well, and we think that the deep state is trying to get the graphene oxide into as many people as they can, if not through vaccine injections, then through aerial spraying and the water and food supplies. And here is a very thorough link about graphene oxide and how they plan on saturating the environment with it. Okay. And another link, two links here. You can see the graphene oxide separates from the water and then respond to a magnet held up to it in the glass. This proves they are already putting it into our water and more than likely our food supply as well. If you want to live by faith and in the secret place of the Most High, read our free book, God's Vaccine. And here you'll find out how to escape graphene oxide or any other of the plagues that man is designing. Ebola has been started in China. And so please don't trust the depopulationists to design you a vaccine for that one. And who knows what, you know, spinoffs they will use from that one. I don't know. So when all the vials of vaccine had been poured out, the liquid started coagulating together to form a human body with the shape and form of Adolf Hitler in his Nazi uniform. That sounds like changing people through vaccine. And I believe that the Lord is showing that there are only two men in the world, the Christ and the Antichrist, and those who take the mark of this world by trusting in men's ways will lead to taking the mark or image of the beast. 2 John 1 and 7 says, "For many deceivers are gone forth into the world, even they that confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh." This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. So there's Christ and there's Antichrist. And they want to change the DNA for that purpose. Anybody can call upon the name of the Lord. He will do anything you need. He said, "All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them and you shall have them." Right? So, according to Mike Adams' report, for each additional day that the depopulation globalists run their vaccine Holocaust campaign, they are likely exterminating an additional 10 million people over time. That's a World War II Nazi Holocaust every 14.4 hours in terms of innocent lives destroyed. It also means that nearly 7,000 lives are being destroyed per minute as this vaccine Holocaust continues. This also means that each day earlier that we stop the Holocaust, we potentially save 10 million lives. Now, I know that Mike is pretty good with numbers, and I trust this more than I trust some others. he stood up and looked liquid, this Hitler, right? He stood up and looked liquid but metallic at the same time, like mercury or quicksilver. Operation Paperclip was a Nazi invasion of our government at the close of World War II and definitely laid the foundations for the deep state as we know it today. Both used their symbol of the eagle. And Rion said here, perhaps only once all the vials are emptied, when everyone who was going to take the vaccine has taken it, then will the real beast or depopulation agenda be revealed for what it really is. Well, I think we're coming to the end of this particular thing. Courts are rising up. People are rising up all over the world against it. But that doesn't mean they won't use another plague. Or it could mean, as more contents of the vials are investigated, a picture of the real enemy is put together, like many of the doctors that are doing this right now. A bath is meant for purification. Only the washing of the Word and the faith in the Word can bring true healing. Washing or trusting in the vaccines is slowly putting together and raising up this specific beast kingdom. Okay, so she said, "I asked the Lord for a word by faith at random and received John 13, 27 through 28. And after the sop, then entered Satan into him. Jesus therefore saith unto him, What thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him." Well, the Lord showed me years ago that the sop, spelled S-O-P, represents son of perdition and the spirit of Antichrist in the church, because they went out from among us, that it might be proven that all are not of us. Yes, we have certainly seen that. Okay. I'm going to go to another revelation here, a little more encouraging. And we called it Witchcraft Attack Bounces Off the Bride. And this was given to Vanessa Weeks, 11/24/21. "I dreamed I was walking on a white sidewalk to go to a campus. I think I represent the bride in this revelation because of the scripture I received for this dream, Psalm 132 and 13. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. I was waiting at the crosswalk. In other words, walking the way of the cross. I was waiting for the green light. When the light turned green, I walked across the street. Well, the bride is led by the Spirit and waits on him for direction, not having deceiving idols before her face or being impulsive and self-willed. This is the crucified life. Romans 8 and 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Then from the other direction, I saw coming towards me a group of four or five black men. They were dressed like African tribal men with weapons in their hands. I said hi to them, and the leader, who looked like a witch doctor, threw a spear with two prongs at me. Well, we know that witchcraft is translated from the Greek pharmakia, which represents the vaccine plague foisted on the world by the deep state Satanists, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the factious witches supposedly in the church. This could be a play on the words, a two-pronged attack. In other words, an attack coming from both directions, the deep state and the faction, which is separating from the church by the grace of God. And this weapon hit my chest and bounced off and fell on the grass by me. And I believe this represents that the witchcraft pharmakia attack falls on the fleshly, but is under the feet of the bride. The curses will fall upon those who are full of flesh and earthy. All flesh is as grass, as it says in 1 Peter 1:24. But the curses that will not alight upon or harm the bride. Proverbs 26 and 2 says, "As the sparrow in her wandering, and as the swallow in her flying, so the curse that is causeless alighteth not." Now, of course, the force behind that is God himself. Amen. So when he says it, it has to be true. And if there's no cause for the curse, it can't come upon you. When I told this dream to some women in our assembly, one of them mentioned that the attacks and persecutions are causing us many opportunities to put our own flesh upon under our feet. Well, this is true. You know, as you fight the curses of this world, because you're not under the curses of this world, because Jesus became accursed for us, you have to do that by faith. And you cast it down by faith. So by faith, you're walking in the Spirit, right? These men quickly continued in the opposite direction, which caused them to be further away from me. Well, we know that the wicked flee when they see the immunity of the bride. And I saw the spear on the grass and yelled to these men, "You forgot something." Then I realized that the leader meant to do me harm. Well, the factious enemies shoot from darkness at the upright. Their smiling demeanor hides a wicked heart, but it is revealed to the bride, and the bride is love. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 that love thinketh no evil. We always give even wicked people the benefit of the doubt, even when our discernments turn out to be true. The bride understands the sovereignty of God's timing and his purposes to allow people and situations in our lives for our good, and particularly for our training. We're being trained to walk in the steps of Jesus and in the faith that delivers from the curse of this world. The wicked can't do that. I asked the Lord for a word about this dream and received by faith at random Psalm 132, 13, in context 12 through 18. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon thy throne forevermore. Well, Jesus said, he that overcometh will sit down with me in my throne as I overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne, right? And throne means authority. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. Yes, that is the bride. This is my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. The same thing we just saw earlier. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Her priests also will I clothe with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. That's the man child. And I have ordered a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Amen. And she said, I had this dream the morning of Thanksgiving. And when I was at the house, we were gathered at and saw the turkey fork. It looked like a miniature form of what was thrown at me in the dream. I did not know what this dream really meant until the witchcraft attacks started coming and through faith bounced off. Praise the Lord. And it's true. We had the practice. We had the revelation. We had the practice. And God has been absolutely victorious and wonderful. He loves to train us up to walk in the steps of Jesus, right? And that's the plan of the Lord, and he's going to bring it to pass in these days. I believe the bride is almost ready for the man-child to come. And won't it be awesome? Won't it be awesome? We saw in Daniel, for instance, that Daniel came at the king's request to interpret the handwriting on the wall, which was basically about the fall of the king and the kingdom of Babylon. And so he basically interpreted it and prophesied its doom. And we're watching the king and Babylon fall now. And as I told you before, the Lord told me that the man-child has already spoken this. The pre-anointed man-child has already spoken this. But after he spoke it, the king anointed him with the position over Babylon, the third ruler in the kingdom. So his anointing came after he interpreted that handwriting on the wall. And it was after that that Cyrus came through the door. So I think we're going to see Trump maybe voted into office very soon through the blockchain vote. And but before that, the anointing of the man-child. So we'll see. But I do know that the things that have been are the things that shall be, and the things that have been done are the things that shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, saints. God bless you and keep you. This is interesting. Don't worry. Just trust in the Lord, and the Lord will show us everything. I'm convinced of it. And also the man-child ministry that's coming is for the purpose of doing what Moses did, which is to lead God's people through the wilderness, which Revelation chapter 12 and Revelation chapter 17 tells us it's the first and second 3.5 years of the tribulation. So we need this leadership, this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you and keep you.